Blog Talk Radio.
Abraham Hatton. When he had to
welcome to the Prosperous Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise life. Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
If you go left, I go right. Yeah, God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of God, the spirit of grace, the spirit of agreement. Please fall in this room, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, sudden blessing, sudden success on this world. I release, man, the manifold wisdom of God. There's many folds to a big release in this atmosphere. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need y'all to stay behind your mic. There's a conjurer who prays as soon as we get on. Trying to pray against the time, so that we break the power of the conjurer. You're not even worth a whole lot of breath and time. But through the authority of sonship of Jesus Christ, we break the power of the conjurer. Matter of fact, I command your tongue to cleave. Stop speaking. Stop speaking. And if you continue, I command you to stop sleeping. You'll have to come back to the man of God to get your rest in Jesus' name. I'm playing with this devil today. You got to know who you are, people of God. You got to know your authority. The glory of God is here. We thank you. We didn't ask for oil today. We got oil. Come on, somebody say, I got oil. Pronounce it on your life. Prophet.
I got oil. I got oil. I got oil. I got oil. I got oil.
Now come the glory. It's different. I've been oiled up so I can work in the atmosphere of glory. You need oil to handle, to work in the atmosphere of glory in the name of Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit right there. Listen, the Holy Spirit is coming through here with a wave of rest. Many of you have been too busy. Matter of fact, I myself up, and I was up days trying to get this store together, whatever. But today, he began to give me rest. God, I speak rest for the people of God. They're there to get a rest for you. God, be thanking. We enter into your rest. It's a real glory cloud coming through here. You got to be spiritually in tone. You got to discern. I feel led to get one more question. Somebody has something further in the book that you need to know that you want to ask. You've been seeking the Lord. A lot of that's going to open up on a fast. You want to take your questions to the Lord while we're fasting. Ask God. Ask God about your family. Ask God about yourself. Ask God about, yes, ask God about yourself. You want positive specificity of assignment. That comes from God himself. It'll just come from somebody prophesying to you. You want to spend time to where you know what God has said about your assignment. That way when people come and they talk about, if I didn't have that, you know, I would have quit a long time ago. But I know what God said to me. But nobody else was there. And now it's manifesting. There's not much anybody can do about it. Power of God. So the Holy Ghost is you. Yes, Lord. I pronounce blessing over you, Prophet Michael. The blessing of the Lord that makes you rich. The blessing you may have never received. I don't know if you had a father, didn't have a father. God, I just want to bless. Not that I'm your father, but I want to bless as a father, as a son. In the kingdom, I just want to pronounce maybe what you've never had, a blessing over your life. Blessed coming in and blessed coming out. The blessing of silver and gold, boy, preach. Ah, God, yes, Lord, on your life. Michael, I dare you to join this fast with us and watch what God do. You must remember the man of God told me, I dare you to jump in this fast with us starting Monday, 8 to 8, and watch what God do. The blessing of the Lord. Listen to me, man. You don't need to make more money than your wife. You don't need a better job. You just need to know the blessing is on you. God help me. I may not make the most money in the house, but I got the blessing. My $30,000 will stretch like $300,000 versus your $70,000 because the blessing is on my life. I mean, any man who understands, I don't have to argue with her. We're not going back and forth. It don't matter who makes the most money. Come on, I've been blessed by God. Come on, even men of God to come off the mic and say, I got the blessing. Come on, you got to know it. You got to know it. Come on, out, bring them out, the spirit and the power of deliverance. God, I thank you for this great, great support. I ask you for it. You gave it to me. You're the best. You're the most awesome. Come on, 30 seconds. Come off your mic and tell him why he's the only one that you love. He's the one that got all your heart. Come on. I love my mama and my kids. Every day, my kids. And I got a different thing.
Family of God. If you never had a father, if you're a foster kid, abandoned, a lot of y'all don't tell y'all stories. But
but I can feel it and I can sense it. And so we want to receive you today and let you know that you are accepted in the beloved. God, I'm praying for my spouse, but I must have order. It has to be God. Then myself. When I love myself, I set boundaries and I set borders. I know when to walk away. I don't have to disrespect you. I won't let you disrespect me. I have too much love for myself in order for that to happen. Then I can bring you in. Then we can fellowship. Then we can bring some kids into the situation. Then we can bless the community when we go out because our kids are well-mannered. Our kids are trained. We can make a difference in this world. God, we thank you. On the birthday of Martin Luther King, the God, that man who just needed to stand for right, but he stood for family. Father, we thank you. And as a people, watch this. As a people, we need to stand up. We're gonna stop looking at them speaking over our dead. People who have helped us, blessed us in the 20, 30 years. Martin Luther King, he cheated on the world, all the time because they got FBI found for this and other. We don't know if that stuff is true. We don't know what they said. He's dead. Rest in peace. We're going to let that go. Yes. That belongs to our community. Leave them alone in the name of Jesus. They don't do that to theirs, but we let them do that to ours. It's not about being racist, y'all, but it's about having self-pride and self-love. If you don't do it to yours, don't do it to mine. When your white folks die, they gone. And that's it. You ain't hear nothing about it. They like to dig up Michael Jackson, everybody else from the dead. Let that man go. The Bible says we give it. That's the judgment. God is judging it, not you. Apostle all the way out. He in his bag today. He in his bag today. God, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for a relevant fresh church. For a revelatory church, thank you for the birth of new things. We discover ourselves. God wants you to know as you're going to start, you're about to discover yourself all over again. And you're going to say, I'm pretty cool, Juanita. I'm such a loving person. I love Juanita. I'm such a loving person. I'm such a kind person. I want you to fall in love with you all over again. We keep looking for people on the outside to love us and to feel us, but I want you to yell. Let the breath come out the wind of God. Fill you up. Come on, somebody say, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord.
Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up.
Fill me up. Fill the power of God. Listen, y'all. God is not from me all the way down, y'all. I ain't just talking to y'all. God is not letting us take. I don't care if it's some of these little itty-bitty issues. He's not letting us take this into the new year. I was sitting inside of my bed. God said, you got to confront that. So you got to deal with that. I was dealing with, I'll be too transparent with y'all. The only way to get free, we got to get free. I was dealing with it was silent, hiding pain on the inside. And you know it's there because whenever you think of that sun change, your eyes just start to well up. Your eyes just start to warm. There's two or three things in my life that whenever I go back to that particular moment, I can instantly begin to cry like that. God's going to come for that. And begin to deal with it. I'm still working through it. I'm not fully free from it yet. And one of the places I beat myself up is, and I can cry every single day and not be with my kids every day. That's the thing in my I want. I hate the fact that I'm divorced. I hate the fact that I'm not there any day. I hate the fact that I have to go from being every day inside the house to calling and checking up on them. It puts me in a lot of pain. And I love God and I love his people. I love preaching people. But that's an area for me. I don't really know how to process because as a little boy, I always wanted family. So I was sitting on the side of the bed, missing my children, and the Lord began to process that. There's no way I can deal with that. So then he began to control it. It wasn't control me. He said, but I'm putting some strength. I'm putting some power in them. Then he began to confirm how much my children love me. They wrote me back today, and they talked about my video and everything else, God, it was such a good fellowship. I thank the Lord for what he is. He'll take the pain away. If you got some silent pain, I'm the apostle and I got some. I'm pretty sure you probably have some. Let's ask the Lord to deal with that silent pain. That place you should go to. And immediately you feel that prick in your heart. Immediately you feel your eyes begin to water up. Let's ask the Lord to deal with that particular place. There's another place I have, and I just be real honest, and some of y'all have the same pain. I'm too honest, of loving God and loving ministry and always wanting people to cover and father me, and I never can connect. It's like they just do me wrong or they just hurt me. I'm like, God, why is that? When I was married, I was going to marriage counseling with a gentleman who was supposed to be our apostle. He was counseling me, and the woman who's now my ex-wife, she's moved on. She's married to me now, so I can tell this story. But we were going to counseling, and we had started, and the Lord said, he had confirmed it. I want you and your wife to go on a three-day fast. My ex-wife now, to go on a three-day fast. And so I went to the gentleman who was our apostle, who was counseling us, and I said, son, we're not going to be coming back to these counseling sessions for a while. We're going to let the Holy Spirit work, right? He gave me instructions. And I said, I'm going to need you to stop calling my wife, if you don't mind. Give us some space where we can just interact with each other and everything else. And that man who was my quote-unquote cover said, I'm not going to stop calling your wife, and she don't have to stop calling me. I was so hurt when I knew that it was his intention to speak to my wife in a way that was illegal and illicit and to disrespect me. Why are you calling my wife? Why does my wife need to call you? What's going on here, y'all? Y'all talking about her? This is my cover. I want to, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to deal with this silent wave. You're a good person, but every time I come to church, they hurt me. I'm coming to get it. Yes, Lord. Why is a prophet like that? Why is he so friendly? Why does he call everybody on stage? Because when they come to church, they hurt me. I don't want to hurt you. I'm not here to hurt you. I might have to tell you the truth sometimes, but believe me, I'm never coming from a place to hurt you. I just want to see you be the best you. I don't want to see you misguided. I don't want to see you doing stuff that I know is not of God and know not going to work. I'm not here to hurt you. I know sometimes my tone is a little tough, but believe me, I am not here to hurt you. But if I hurt you, it will help you. I will. I promise you. I come today for the silent pain of church. I came here. I came out the street. I came out the club thinking that the people were going to treat me better. And they were more catty. They were more backbiting. They were more everything. And God said, that's because I had to build you a certain way. I got to get you some tough skin. Because you're destined to be a king. You're destined to be a queen. You're a little bit different. My first pastor when I got in college, man, I wouldn't do anything. Carry his Bible, do anything. I just wanted to get the impartation. Powerful man of God. If I said his name, he preached all over the country, preached on TV everywhere. We had a personal relationship, one-on-one. And I said, listen, I said, why you won't teach me, man? Why you won't train me? And now I'm so glad that he didn't, because now he told me, he said, there's nothing I can do, son, to prepare you for the mantle, for the mission that's on your life. I don't have what you need to prepare. He said, everybody else, all the other men in the church, you see me, I dressed them, I do this, and he said, but you, there's nothing to do. This is a different path that I'd ask for you. And now, y'all, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it manifest in my life. Sometimes we bring issues to our family, issues to church, and we want the guy at church to be the dad that we never had. It's not fair, guys. We can't do that. We want the lady at church to be the mother that we never had. Now, God does command us to give spiritual family, but you got to separate those particular issues in your heart. In your heart. You got to sanctify Jesus in your heart. Because when you come with those unreal expectations, yes, we're brothers and sisters. Yes, you have spiritual fathers, but sometimes our expectation is a little bit too unreal. Your natural parents were the ones who were supposed to provide for your needs, whatever. We do it spiritually the best way that we can, but again, all we can do is the best that we can. Ultimately, you want to mature to the place where your hope, your faith, this is why I sing the song. People think it's cute, but it's on God. That's where that song comes from. I heard the music in my room, and I'm done. We're going to worship. And I can hear the melody. I can hear the words from the street to the heat to the case that I beat. Go and tell that devil, listen, I've got authority over. He can have several seats. It's on God.
Because I want to drop it and you don't hold it. because that's part of the reason of being oily. Oily oil holds, so the impartation is not dropped. Dr. Jewel DK, future Dean of Students at the Art Institute. I'm so excited about that. We got one thing after the other. We got our editor-in-chief of the publishing company, of Denise Bryson. It's so diligent. Something I've never seen anybody who outworks me. Before I even get up, 4 or 5:30 in the morning, I got a list of 8 or 9 tests. She's so diligent. God bless the work of her hands. And she has saints praying with me. It's this woman, God. Time is her time. Just her time. This is your year of execution and divine turnaround. And Denise, I continue to speak as you come under this for the mission. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Denise, I want you to understand that in great frustration when certain things haven't worked, as myself, as many of you have, it's because, listen to me, hear me. Many of you have to get this, Elvis the Lowest, everything, a lot of you academics, a lot of people, listen, you're not just a prophet or preacher, but God has reserved for you to be an end-time prophet. End time preacher. I'm going to be teaching on that. That's a whole different thing. I'm not just a prophet, y'all. I was specifically made for the end times. So why I talk about subjects nobody else will talk about, my mouth, my mission, my mantle, my mandate, my mind is set different. God has turned us for the end times. He says, first time of life. End time prophets are the third time to be perfected at the prayer. We don't care about platforms. We care about presence. That's how I know I'm an end time gift. I'm an end time teacher. I'm an end time. And then listen, we'll come against anything. God is God, and then comes against our doctrine and what we believe in our Jesus. We have got any other end time voice, any other gifts in the world. Come on, say that's me. I know that. Many of you all, it's why you're drawn to the ark. You're like, why am I so different? Why I don't fit in? You are an end time. You are an end time. You are an end time gift. You are an end time gift. Lady Erin Wallace, you are an end time gift. I want to say, is Erica in this room? I watched the live. I'm so glad the work family got me back on social media. I saw this one about praying and praising on Facebook. It blessed my sons out because it wasn't just noise. I felt the anointing. I felt the oil coming off her. I'm going to ask her to pray before we get in here. She's such a quiet person, but man, when she gets under the unction and the power of God, many of you all, Tamika, end time gift. Tamika Morris, an end time gift. An end time gift. Hold on, Juanita. Don't you let go, God. Hold on. He showed you this week his power. Come on, I need somebody to say, I'm an end time gift. I wasn't made for this. I can't wait to teach it. My life was so different from all the other prophets. I lost it. I think why did Elijah call the bear to eat of those children? Right, because what they represented was a generation of disrespect and dishonor. Listen to me, end time gifts. They better watch how they treat end time gifts. We're not like regular prophets, like real people. God has literally, he qualified you with the pain. You were conquered with the pain, every pressure. You were set. But this very level, the Bible says, at the set time, the appointed time, Christ appeared. They can't just deal with end time gifts any kind of way. They can't just touch you no more, prophet the Lord, any kind of way. When God has too much, when you're an end time gift, there's too much invested in you. And Elijah calls for the prayer. He eats up that whole generation of children who were disrespectful and dishonorable. They were teasing him and calling him bald head. How do I know I'm an end time gift? They made fun of me.
Right in the moment where it looks like the enemy is winning,
the defense is being broken. family together prophetically and purposely for end time gifts. The Harrises, y'all got to hold on. Y'all are end time family. Y'all represent, listen to me. Listen to me, Harris family. Listen to the prophecy. Listen, listen, listen. Y'all represent all the challenges that are supposed to destroy the black family. Blended family. Different backgrounds. Poverty, everything else, but you guys, if you guys will hold on, he'll give you the keys to the kingdom that you can represent as an end-time gift. There's nothing else out there. There's no need to be single, no need to hit the street. Overcome. Stand in there. Grab each other. Form a circle that nobody else will get into. Get the other voices out and be the end-time gift. You guys are a gift to us. We look forward to seeing the Harris family on this act together in the name of Jesus. Come on, don't we love the Harris family? We don't separate them. Don't it's not easy. You gotta grow up real fast. You gotta mature real quick to be a family. Anybody can be. Oh, it takes no power to hoe around, sling your penis and your other parts everywhere. But when you gotta discipline yourself, dive in yourself. Power of God is here. We're going to get into this word, y'all. Everybody, we're going to get into this word. I'm going to pronounce the blessing of silver and gold upon you. Your life is going to change today. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I want you to respond as a word. We that's all. When you feel your revelation has gone forth, giving today, and I want you to heed it. I want you to just go while I'm talking. When you get your product, that's my revelation. I want you to come up, you might say, amen, yes, that's mine, and I want you to release. I want you to see today. I want you to listen to me. I got divine instructions. Please hear me. Please hear me. There are levels of poverty that many of us are in. It has nothing to do with how much money you have. That's
Hallelujah, Lord. We give you glory, God. We exalt you, Lord God. Lord God, we just bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing. We thank you, Lord God, for what is ahead. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, over this room, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that every heart, Lord God, be open. Lord God, is released. Lord God, let seed, oh God, fall on good ground in the heart. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we receive, oh God, that what is going to come forth, oh God, Rabasadro, Oshi, on today. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, let there be an increase of capacity, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for our ears being enlarged. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh God, for momentum, oh God, Rabasadro, Oshi, let us be stressed. Oh God, in this world, oh God, let us be stressed. Never before, oh God, to receive. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, oh God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, that we stand, oh God, and we will walk in the power and authority that you have given us. Oh God, that we will take back and occupy and do, oh God, and take land, and we will do, oh God, exactly what you're called to do. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that we rise up, oh God, in the place that you've called us to do. We say, rise. In the place, oh God, that you have been called and purposed to do. Oh God, that we will rise and stand in strength. Oh God, and stand and be strong and of great courage. Oh God, so we thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in this room. Oh God, so we thank you, Lord God, that we will be catapulted, oh God, to a greater place. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom, oh God, that will come forth today. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing. Ask you to bless the speaker. We thank you, oh God, for all that you will pour out. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you will even refill him, oh God, after he pours out unto us. And we thank you, and we bless you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, that fruit comes out of, oh God, everything, oh God, that is planted, that we declare fruit, oh God, from every seed, oh God, that we planted, we declare fruit, oh God, that will spring forth, oh God, we thank you, and we give you glory, hallelujah, and we bless your name, oh God, for all that you would do in and through everyone's life, oh God, that is in this room, oh God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
And dear Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord, for this room. We thank you for this moment in your presence. We thank you for your son, the sent man over this ministry. We thank you for every home, oh God, that you brought online to partake your blessing at this time, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every family. Thank you for every marriage. Thank you for every ministry that is represented here to catch the river flame. Lord, we give you all that glory. And even as you are ministering to me, Lord, concerning the ministry of angels. Lord, let your angels release to help.
technical difficulty, all right? Get your Bible out, we'll be okay. We all right. Get your Bible out. This thing gonna break anyway, nothing you can do about it. It's the way, get your Bibles out, we're gonna go to the book of Deuteronomy.
I ain't never let go. I ain't never letting go.
Yes, Lord.
Don't we tell the devil he can have several seats. So
come on, get the Bibles out. Get the Bibles out. Come on. Let's go. Moses, I feel the Holy Ghost sweeping through here. He says, I've been to the mountaintop. Martin, we love you. Is there anybody that loves Dr. MLK, the reason why your kids and my kids?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dr.
Martin.
Hallelujah.
He had enough audacity. Watch this. Little boy from Georgia, he had enough audacity to dream. I want to tell you this, that if you don't get anything else out of the life of Q. Allen King, don't let nobody take your dream. God help me. Y'all know my story. I just want to talk about it a little bit because I feel my Martin Luther King anointing. I feel a mantle being passed, not just to me, but to all of us. Because Martin fought for people of color, but you've been destined as an intern to fight. I think everybody can change it.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
hello. Hello, hello. It's not okay with you.
of the return of the second advent of Christ, but it also begins to remove our adversary and the enemy. I don't want to get involved with that.
Thank you. raise you up. It is God who will take you to a great and mighty man because he is better than you. So he will even bring you up only to bring them down. So that is what he is doing in this time. So, man of God, I love you, my brother. God bless you and keep you. May your face continue to shine and find good and be gracious unto you as we have been all the more. In Jesus' name, thank you for letting me speak that.
I was not there with Jesus, though I've had some encounters with him, so I'm not what you would call an apostle of Jesus, but I am an apostle of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is my, if God has truly called me to this office, it is my job, my responsibility to hold us to the sound doctrines of Christ and the teachings. The Bible says they continue in the apostles' doctrine. So I've molded this over, I've molded this over, I've talked with people, I've had to talk with people who have to love me, and they will not confront me, will not change on this. Okay? But I have to begin to let you all know that this is a radical foundation that is being taught. So if you believe that the mastery is already done, that's not historical proof. There's no biblical text for this to support that, whatever. If that's what you believe, the reason why this is a thousand of devils because of the rapture, it's already come. We are now in the millennial reign. It takes away the penalty of the devils. I know it's they didn't come. They may never have to pay a penalty, but they will. Because when we are rashed, and God begins to do this, God says, you also have to pay an eternal penalty as well. If you take that event away, you take the other one, and that's how you know you're being action of devils, okay? So we're not saying it against anybody's character and deals, but when doctrine is off, you got to go, and it's going to be off. When the doctrine is live, I don't care if your mom has been at the church for 45 years, when they think he's apostle, if I or an angel preach another Jesus, let that man be accursed. When the doctrine gets off, when people start putting themselves as God, this is why y'all got to stop listening to Farrakhan. Farrakhan is now coming out and saying that he's the Messiah. He's been hiding it for a long time. Those of us who know him, he preaches and teaches another Jesus. When he comes about, he's talking about another Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 24, there will be many Christ and many Jesus. That's why you have to have the Spirit and the bride. They come. You have to line it up with the scriptures. Say, what Jesus are you talking about? What God are you talking about? Everybody's going to say, we're under God. Okay? You can't listen to me. Bad God.
Stay with Jesus.
Obama was saying,
We need one. This is why the prosecutor ain't the same as you so good.
Everything in this moment, everything suspicious. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you, all y'all, this has been great on the platform. in the earth. But you gotta have power because the first thing in order to prosper in the promised land, you need promised land power. Darling, you're gonna have to understand that you're gonna need the power to dig. God bless. I'm gonna be blessed. I'm gonna get everything I got. I gotta dig. I'm gonna have to dig down. I'm gonna have to stay up some night and work and edit my book. This from David to Chairman. God will have to turn to me, y'all. I'm gonna have to dig. I'm gonna have to wait till the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
somebody who nobody loved, who passed all covering and connection with Christ. That's the one we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He may be coming through her attitude, through his mind, stepping up the devil, trying to destroy your home. God said, I got to give you some iron and brass. So not only do you need power to get rough, not only Jesus, so you can defend it. Do I got anybody that is defending faith? They gonna talk about the truth. They
kingdom. It's the only time I'm happy, y'all. I'm not here to see me
Bless my head. Do y'all know my story? I live out here in Las Vegas. No family, no nothing. But God called me to a people, to a place, to a reason, to a season. God, why am I like this? Diana, I see the prosper. I see the Lord taking you to $100,000, $200,000 real quick. I
prosperity, silver, and gold, God, coming from the north and south and the east and west. economic elevation. I pronounce that. I know where my job is to build this world. I pronounce that over you today. The spirit of lack of confidence. You will no longer live hand to hand. You will live from the hand of God and break down. You are not responsible for sustaining you. You're responsible for being autonomous over what God gives you.
It's on my life. The blessing of silver and gold. It's on my life. Watch this. Last one. We're going home. We're going to blow my mouth.
Y'all gotta hear this, y'all gotta hear this crazy revelation. Watch this. Economic elevation. Symbolize that. That he would offer that money would come from the source that it didn't matter if the church gave. It didn't matter if your family supported it, it will always show up. You'll never be empty. This is what I like. He said, sir, look at it again. I said, sir, I understand it.
Over your life, the blessing, God, I feel the Holy Ghost, the blessing of silver and gold. I'm closing with this. I told y'all that many people are talking about it. You'll see all over the app, you know, how to defeat the ancient spirit of Baal and Molech and this and that, but nobody's talking about these ancient anointings. And one of the anointings was the ark. The ark was made of gold, y'all. It was symbolizing that the prostrated, as long as they had the ark, it would never leave Israel. And as long as the power and the presence of God is on your life, you don't have to walk an impoverished life in any area, not just in money, but in any area. The blessing of silver and gold, it was on David's life because it was on Abraham's life. It was on Joseph's life. And if you be Christ, so are you Abraham's seed. It's on your life. God, in the name of Jesus, by the miracle working authority power of God, I'm asking that this month you would shake the shackles of poverty off the life of your people. No more hand to mouth, no more hand to hand, but like Brother Martin Luther King would say, let my people go. From every spiritual oppressive thing, from every demonic progenity, God, we thank you now in the name of Jesus. The blessing of silver and gold. He gives you power to get wealth. What do I need power for? When the preacher told me if I just throw some money in the offering, it's going to come. It's not going to happen that way. I hate to tell you, faith without works is dead. You're going to have to dig. You're going to have to stay up. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to dig. Then you're going to have to defend. You need power to defend it. Man, it's a great message. Power to delegate and to distribute so you're not selfish, to make sure somebody else besides you is blessed. And the Bible says that baby Jesus, when he entered into the earth realm, he couldn't earn it for himself, but gold showed up. This symbolizes the elevation of your economy. A new network of people that may not speak in tongues a minute, but they come and bring commerce and banking into your hands. It is coming. Apostle Q, it is on the way. As I open this website and people from India stop by and everything else, they are coming from afar, listen to me, to bring you gold. I pronounce, y'all better catch this, the blessing. I stand in the place of the priest. I stand in the place of blessing. I pronounce the blessing of silver and gold upon your life, that you'll never be empty. And as they brought gold unto Jesus, because he was the bank, he was the transaction on our behalf. He did the greatest transaction in history. I'm going to tell you right now, heave it, let go of 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 it, release it right now. This offer time, we like to call it release. You can release right now. I want everybody to give something with a 5 on the end of it, 35, 55. Some of you have already heard, 75, release it. Release it right now, heave it, throw it, talk to it. I told you there's some levels of poverty, speed, so on work. I want you to talk to your phone. I know it's crazy. I want you to tell it what to do. You tell it that this is my back-breaking poverty release, and it's come. I must be released. I'm going to dig, defend, and delegate. I want you to put on that 3D. 3D. Dig, defend, and delegate. Dig, defend, and delegate. Heave it right now. Heave it happily. I want to pray for all my writers. Yes, Lord, I hear you. And he's telling me to write too. I'm way behind on my writing. I got 2 books on later. The third one I got to have in February. I got to dig. Come on, Pastor, you got to dig. Can't you stand to be blessed? It takes some work. You got to dig. Some of y'all, we got projects to be released on the record label, prayer projects, all types of stuff. Come on, you got to dig. Go back in the studio. You got to dig. I was looking at one of the secular rappers. He says, they asked him, he says, how much money? Listen to me, y'all. How much money can you make off of one hit song if the song really hits? He says you should make a minimum in the next 2 to 3 years of $6 million off of one song. I sent it to some of the artists in the ark. I said, man, get busy. Ask God to give you hits, not just songs. I don't want the song to do. No, ask him to give you a hit. $6 million off of one song in 2 to 3 years. He said, man, that's what I make. If the song's really hit, if it's really hot, and they're booking me the show, I make $6 million. I release that. Whoever can touch it, I release it in the name of Jesus. Throw it, heave it, get rid of it. Allow the Lord to speak to you right now. Throw something with a 5 at the end of it. 5 symbolizing grace and faith right now. Release it. Release it right now. The great army. Come on, release like an army. You cannot go to war without wealth. It has to happen. I release the blessing of silver and gold over your life. Come on, this is changing your life today. This is different. Get in this wind. Get in this plane. I know some of you have to get in this plane. My brother, I see that in Pastor John. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to get over there. I don't know what I get. I just know that I get.
part of it inside of the release. What you release? What are you releasing? If you want to give a little seed, that's fine, but you can release a tree, you can release a fruit. Let's go to the next level. I'm breaking the back of poverty. The blessing, I pronounce it against this woman, the blessing of silver and gold over your life. Release it right now. You teach the preacher, release it right now. You heard the Lord. You know this was your word right now. This is going to bless you. I got to get this. We got to go back. This got to be a whole series. Destroying. There it is. Heave it. Throw it. Heave it. Heave it. Get it off me. I'm putting poverty off my shoulders. Lack out of my life. The blessing of silver and gold. God will give you power to dig. Power to defend. Listen, as people of color, we got to get this mindset. Yo, I couldn't believe, if you talk to older people, a lot of times, I got mine, you got to get yours. There has to be a transfer of wealth. The first transfer of wealth can't just be from God. Wealth of the wicked. No, what about your house? You ain't leaving nobody nothing? No life insurance, nothing? Let's be the prophecy so we can see the prophecy. I learned that. If you would be a prophecy, you can see the prophecy. You want to know the key to see the prophetic? Be it. Be the prophecy. And you'll see, I promise you, put it to test this week. Be prophesied, the prophet. Ah, man, the Holy Ghost here, the blessing, I pronounce again, the blessing of silver and gold. I'm going to get off this mic, get some prolific people here. I know I can feel them stirring. I want to hear their word of wisdom, word of knowledge in this atmosphere. So we're just going to go popcorn style as they're here.